It's no secret that many voters are fed up with politics and politicians. That frustration helped propel Donald Trump to the White House. In Kansas, it's also energizing an independent campaign for governor and a grassroots effort to form a new political party. Jim McLean of the Kansas News Service is tracking both.
Can you believe it? Thank you.
Hi.
On a Sunday afternoon in late January, about a dozen people gathered in the Lawrence home of a retired KU professor. They came to hear Scott Morgan's pitch for a new political party in Kansas and maybe to sign a petition to get it on the ballot.
We are making this up as we go along. But it has been a
Morgan,
really
a lifelong Republican and veteran of several unsuccessful campaigns, says the party of Lincoln, Eisenhower, Dole, and Kassebaum no longer exists. He wants to fill the void with something he's calling the party of the center.
The middle of the road, the folks who have lives to live, who have kids to raise, who have homes to clean, who aren't zealots, but trying to get them organized to try to make our state a more functioning, a more decent place.
That appeals to Annie Stevens. She's a former Democrat from the East Coast who, after moving to Kansas, married into a family of moderate Republicans.
It's a really interesting idea, being that we are in the geographic center of the United States, to have a new party called the Party of the Center. I think it could be very exciting if it took off.
But will it? Probably not, says KU political scientist Patrick Miller.
Most voters in Kansas and elsewhere in America are quite attached to their party.
So he says it's hard to get them to break ranks. History shows it takes a charismatic leader, a powerful cause, or both.
We have not really had historically a successful third-party movement at a state level or the federal level that's based on centrism.
Morgan gets it. He knows his party at the center doesn't fit with the conventional political wisdom. But he says he's talked to too many voters who felt abandoned by their parties to give up on the idea.
This is one of those things that so many people believe they want. They just don't think it's possible. They just can't get around this kind of bipolar world that we live in, that we always have these two parties and these new parties never work. They were all built around a personality, whether it's Teddy Roosevelt, whether it was Ross Perot, whether it's George Wallace. This isn't built around that. This is built around a concept of moderation.
Morgan says because independent candidate campaigns are personality-driven, they don't create a lasting alternative to the traditional parties. Greg Orman, the Johnson County businessman running for governor as an independent, also sees that as a problem.
We need to do both. Run great candidates so that we can inspire people and at the same time build the infrastructure so that other candidates can run and be successful, and this can be a long-term structural solution to our problem.
Miller, the political scientist, is still skeptical. He says it's just hard to win as an independent or third-party candidate. For starters, he says, most of the unaffiliated voters, who make up about a third of the Kansas electorate, have partisan leanings.
So, number one, how many of those can you get? Number two, even if you can own them all, you have to break off people from one of their parties.
But some, like Cal Downs, the retired KU professor who hosted the petition signing party, have already made that break. He says the independent movement is gaining steam.
I think we need more choices, and it's interesting what's happening in Wisconsin with the formation of an independent party, and other states are experimenting with things, so I just think we need a better option.
The Serve America movement, a nonprofit organization based in Denver, is lending muscle to the independent movement, helping establish new parties in several states, including Kansas, with the eventual goal of knitting them together. Sarah Lente is the group's director.
We're saying that we want to build a new party for a new majority from the ground up. So we're really looking at building a new party and ballot access across the 50 states.
Lente's group has people on the ground in Kansas helping gather the 18,000 signatures needed to certify the Party of the Center. Once that happens, Morgan says party leaders will recruit a slate of diverse candidates to compete for several Kansas House seats and at least one statewide office. He says there's even a chance that the Party of the Center will endorse Orman in the governor's race. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration between KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio, covering health, education, and politics across the state.